Chapter 4. Horatio thought he was the first one up, but when he walked into the kitchen, OP handed him a sheet of paper with missing written in large letters, followed by Molly, a black dog with a white left ear. Please contact Benjamin Tuckerman, 777 Oriole Lane, 555-2334. Would you pin this up on the Moccasin Lake bulletin board, Horatio? Sure. Horatio put the note in his jeans. The phone rang, and he felt OP's eyes on him as he picked up the receiver. Hello? Yeah. Just a minute. I'll see if she's up. OP sank back in the chair. Hey, Mom! Telephone! Horatio yelled. Are you up? Yes, thanks. He could hear her talking. She sounded pretty cheerful. Kind of fake, if you asked him. The whole thing with Paul Miller was fake. He still couldn't believe she would go out with a guy she had met when he came in for a checkup. Weird. She had even done gum surgery on him. He probably hadn't flossed his teeth every night. Horatio hoped that he was a terrible flosser and had tons of plaque and would have to have his two front teeth pulled and a bridge put in that squeaked when he ate. Horatio, his mom came into the kitchen in bare feet, holding her running shoes and a red sweatshirt. Her toenails were the same red. Dumb. I'll make you and OP some oatmeal. How about it? I've got 15 minutes before I leave for the health club.
No thanks, Evie, OP said.
OP, you've got to eat.
I'll take something later.
I'll eat granola, Horatio said. Had his mom made another date with Pink Gums Paul? She was in a pretty good mood for someone who was supposed to be worried about a missing dog. OP, I'll call the police and make sure they keep checking for Molly. Can you concentrate on your work today? I hate to think of you counting minutes until Molly shows up.
Minutes. Count them by sensation and not calendar, and each moment is a day.
Who said that? Evie asked.
Mickey Mouse, Horatio mumbled.
OP didn't seem to hear either of them.
Time goes on crutches.
Shakespeare, Evie said. OP took Evie's hand and patted it. Evie, I don't want you...